recall that over the past week, maybe a little longer, we've been talking about Durban pretty much every day. It started with a discussion that we were having about Umhlanga, whether Umhlanga's water is safe to swim in, whether tourists can feel safe going there or not. We spoke to a rabbi at Chabad who said all the issues are fixed, there's nothing to worry about. And that then coincided with an article that I read to you from, I think it was BizNews, saying that Durban's back, the number of visitors has increased, it's become the premier destination in the country. But then you responded to me saying, no, that's not the case. Avoid it. Walk on the beach. Get needles in your feet. Avoid it if you possibly can. I thought, well, let's give the last word to the regional marketing manager at Durban Tourism, because he ought to know. He's Mr. Melusi Khumalo. And thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Hi, Simon. How are you? It's good to have you.
It's very good that you are here to finally put pay to this disagreement that we are having. We seem to have Durban fans and we seem to have Durban detractors. Where is Durban now?
Durban is currently in a very great bounce back. The good thing is that the number that you are currently taking note in terms of discussions that is going on around, it's not the numbers that came in from our sources, but it's numbers that came in from South African tourism themselves nationally, and it's the assessment it was done by Visa Global worldwide. The tracking system on that one, it's the only best tracking system. And it's not easy to dispute those numbers. And the good thing is that those numbers, the industry currently in Durban, they've looked into them, and then they've seen that they're quite doing very well. But as a destination itself, it's we are coming in. It's a great destination, and we're approaching our festive, our summer season. And the great thing is that we're in the tourism month, and we're looking forward to a great bumper festive and summer season.
Will we be able to swim in the water is the most important question.
Definitely. All year round, even in the middle of winter, our temperatures don't drop. You can go out and swim at any time of the year. Even in early morning, you will find surfers surfing in Durban. That's one of our great selling points that we have. And it's testimony. Even if you go out at any time, you'll see that all year round. But it's not only about the beach. We've got our world-class outdoor lifestyles. We've got a rich culture, diversity, the warm hospitality that we have in Durban. You know that we normally call the warmest place to be, but the actual fact that it's not about the weather, it's about the warm people that we have in Durban. And we are an events destination as well, also a gateway to nature and adventure. A short drive to the Drakensberg Mountain, to the Big Five Safari, the Midlands Meander, heritage sites. I think it's the only South African or Southern African destination where you will get more offering within reach.
Yeah, I must say, it is blessed in terms of where it is and its climate. Of that, there's absolutely no doubt. And you're our beach up here in Gauteng. I think about the city that I live in, and I think about deteriorating infrastructure and lack of funds to fix roads and gutters and the like. And I'm wondering, have you in any manner, shape or form managed to bring those issues under control? Are you investing in tourist infrastructure? Can we be assured that sewage pipes are not going to be exploding onto beaches, and that drainage is working and drinking water is drinkable and the like?
I can assure you that on that one. Just to give you a background, Simon, is that if you look into currently what there's been a presidential working group which has been steered by the national reporting directly to the president's office, and looking into some of the issues that were affecting the city, most of them which were not directly linked to us as the city, but have other stakeholders to deal with. And looking into all those other issues. And most of stakeholders have been sitting together in one room for quite some time, monitored and reporting back. And there's been great improvement. And the testimony is that is the numbers that you see currently. And even the incidents that you're talking about. And I think we've last seen those in the, let's say, last year or so, where we faced those particular challenges. But I can assure you that there's been a great improvement, and stakeholders that are involved in that particular issues, and there's been those issues are not only dealing with tourism themselves, but it's also around infrastructure, as you've mentioned, around bad buildings that you see in and around the city. There's quite a great improvement, and the report into that on what has been done, and it's evident to everyone that even if you walk around, you can see even the narrative around most of them, even on digital platforms, you'll see that the narrative has changed in terms of security in some of the places, in terms of some of the cleanliness and some of the sports, and the city is working 24 hours to deal with some of these challenges. And I can assure you that some of the other issues are issues of the past now. If we have, it's just it's the issues that we're just dealing with in terms of making sure that we're preventing some of the elements so that they don't happen. Even if, let's say, we've got heavy rains, then we deal with the aftermath so that we don't face some of the challenges that we used to face. But we're happy that as a destination, in terms of numbers from our winter season that we had, from our Easter, as well as the winter season that we had, which is one of our not a, a big, which is an off-peak season to us, but we've got, we've seen quite a great numbers in terms coming into the city, having a great Durban July experience, having the great Comrades Marathon. We've had the very much exciting Africa Travel Indaba, which was in May, and the mood has been very positive, and we've seen the numbers growing from greater heights over the past few months as the city.
Mr. Kumalo, we're going to leave it there. I hope everything that you say is absolutely correct. I suppose it'll be up to us to go down and have a look and see for ourselves. Thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.